This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay. Episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. It's me, Emily Tressiter. That's how it goes in the not live episodes too. So we've crushed that. Guys, I am very, very excited. We have two fantastic guests this evening. Yep, let's just go with that. Are we pumped and excited to find out who they are? All right, guys, I want you to go absolutely bananas for your first guest. It is the wonderful Guy Montgomery. Yay.
Thank you so much.
Hello, Guy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, truly a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah. We have another guest. Are you excited to find out who that is, Guy?
I have a suspicion as to who it might be, but I am excited to continue talking to them into a microphone.
Love that.
What a waste of a conversation we just had.
Yeah, I really wish you had held on to that for a little bit longer. You can start the clapping, Guy, I guess.
Okay, yeah cool.
Give it up for the fantastic Dilruk Jaisinghe!
Surprise, it's Guy Montgomery.
Oh my
here.
God, it's
this is unbelievable. Emily, trusted, I couldn't help but notice that when you introduced, you said we have two fantastic guests this evening. And
yes.
You said, yeah, let's go with that. Mm-hmm. Was that let's go with that about the time of day or whether we are fantastic or not?
It was about whether you were fantastic or not.
That's what I thought.
Jury's still out, Dil, I'm not going to lie.
Just clarifying.
Yes. Now, you'll notice there is a fourth chair. We're
missing a Vic.
We are missing a Vic, and it was really up in the air as to whether Vic is actually going to be able to make it today. I think if you guys clap and cheer hard enough, a Vic may actually appear.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yes. Yeah. Just chant the word Vic and see what happens. All right. I think we can do it. Start the clapping. I think we've got the fantastic
Vic.
Vicky Hanlon.
Vic. Yeah.
I think. Oh damn.
There he
Woo!
Is.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
I can't believe you just actually, like, almost went into a run there. That was very impressive.
I'm not going to lie. It wasn't my best choice
yeah,
that I've
no.
ever made.
Chugging the Hydrolyte, though, that was probably a good choice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Hydrolyte is usually drunk when one is dehydrated?
Yep.
And why are you dehydrated?
Well, she was actually just chugging Hydrolyte, so she's probably quite well hydrated.
That's a good point. I'm fine at the moment. Thanks for asking, Dil.
Nice to hear.
But I do have, and
in
our
terms
listeners
of hydration.
Will have heard that I've been in hospital for the last week, roughly, on and off.
Tinder date?
Yeah. We're back. Not, okay, so one of the doctors in there, not Tinder date, but definitely came down and asked me for comedy festival recommendations just before I went into surgery.
Were you able to pronounce Dilruk Jaisinghe at that moment?
I was way gone by then, sorry. I got
people count backwards from 10. You have to spell Jaisinghe.
I managed to get out. I do a podcast, and then that was about it.
He's like, fuck, she's gone under already.
Yeah.
She thinks she does a podcast.
Oh, God. But no, I have kidney stones.
Oh.
Real bad.
That's one of the worst ones.
Yeah.
Of all the stones?
Of all the stones.
Yeah, I'd be furious if I was you.
I mean, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Painful stuff, right?
So I was talking to a friend of mine who's had kids and also had kidney stones.
Mm,
and
she kid said, in both of them.
Yep. And she said that the kidney stones are the most comparable pain to labour pain.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ah. Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah? You've had both? Yeah? Okay.
From experience.
No, that's... Okay, fair enough.
No, so kidney, so when did you... When did this piercing pain kick in?
I just set up this venue and then I went home instead of going to a comedy festival party.
That's when you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago?
When was the opening night party?
The Wednesday.
That, yeah, that one.
28th of March. So that was not last Wednesday.
The Wednesday before.
So instead of going to that party where I could have hung out with you, I'm sure.
No, I would have ignored you.
Okay, no.
there were heaps more popular podcasts there.
So. That's true. instead of doing that...
I won't have that, actually.
Defend my honour.
Get the fuck out of here.
But instead of doing that, I went home and passed out from pain.
Fuck. Yeah. Passed out from pain?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I thought it was a dream
you?
The next morning. Because when I woke up the next morning, I wasn't in pain.
That's a bad dream.
And I was
dream.
Like... Fuck, that was an awful dream. And then I realised that I was at the end of my bed, not on my pillow, because that was all I could make it to. So I just passed out at the end of my bed. I was like, okay.
Passing out from pain's not a bad way to tackle pain, though,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was great, to be honest. I was
like,
happy
is that
about
the best
it?
Way to pass out, yeah, I guess, also,
you're,
probably.
You're kind of outsourcing a lot of the heavy lifting to your subconscious.
100%. And that fucker can do all of it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Vicky, I will stop you there, because I don't feel like we should give away all of the secrets, because we have a Patreon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about
that
it
you can
Patreon.
Pay for all of this information.
Oh, okay, right.
So we can't give it all
what
away.
What a forward sizzle.
I've been trawling the internet to try and find a Patreon for a podcast about kidney stones.
And I mean, you found one, so yeah, you crushed that guy.
Just $10 a month, guy.
Well,
can I subscribe once, just hear that kidney stone episode, and then go, right, okay.
Yeah, but it's only going to go up from there, though, Dil, so I wouldn't.
What's this incredible tease, then? So we just know that Vic has kidney stones and
she's
no more.
She's fine now, yeah.
I'm not fine now. I'm in a lot of pain
well,
right
I mean,
now.
Like,
and I took 2 endone about half an hour ago, so this should go well.
What is endone?
It's like the oral version of morphine.
Oh.
What is morphine?
A really hardcore painkiller.
What is oral?
You wouldn't know.
Oh, man. Vicky on endone is sassy.
So a couple of years ago, I had to take steroids for something and I got real angry.
Weightlifter?
Yeah, when I was a weightlifter.
You had roid rage?
Yeah, I literally had it. Oh. It's a real thing. And even if you're just on like a minor dose, I was angry all the time.
So endone is sassy, steroids is anger.
Yes.
For anyone playing at home.
I remember once I took codeine and I got very constipated.
Also.
So we've all got our stories,
also,
don't we?
I put it up on Facebook that like I was going to do this podcast and I was going to take some endone before I got on it. And a girl that I know from high school, but I have not seen since.
Was like, give me some.
No. Well, that would have made more sense because I'm from Frankston. I would have been like, yeah, that makes total sense. But instead she was just like, be careful of the constipation. I haven't spoken to you
that's
in
good
15 years. Like,
that's just good advice in general, though.
Yeah.
Just not
be
when
careful.
Endone. Just let everyone be careful of constipation.
Yeah.
Because hemorrhoids is not fun. That's a different type of roid rage that you get from hemorrhoids.
Yep. Are you doing bits on us?
No, but that should go in.
Yeah.
That's quality.
That should be a bit.
I think he's actually doing riffs.
Oh, no. This is a riff-free zone.
Oh, yeah. That's right. The Premium Kidney Stone Riff-Free Podcast.
Thank you.
Very popular.
Thank you. I didn't tell you this, Em, but I actually have other painkillers that I have to take.
Sure.
So I've got oral ones.
Yep.
And
oh,
I
my
also
gosh.
Have suppository ones that I need to take.
Oh, butt ones.
Yeah,
I
like that you chose this as the moment
to tell
me that.
I'm just going
to
go out and just tell everyone.
So the character you're playing right now, Dil, has no idea what oral is, but is all over suppository.
I suppose it's true. I'm aware of anal. But,
okay, but not oral.
Not oral.
Yeah, right.
No, that's only for cheat days.
If it's eating
Sweet
and it's
plug.
Not cheating, then I get it.
So yeah, right. Okay. So do you have to do it at the same time? Like, can you?
Yeah, like
it's like sort
at
of like
same
a
same time, like
some sort of
sure
Chinese finger puppet.
Yes,
you know
exactly
what I mean?
That.
Like,
yes.
From both ends.
I get stuck, and yeah.
Right. As much as I'm really enjoying this conversation.
You don't want to talk about butt stuff?
We can talk about butt stuff if you want. I was actually just going to say, Dill or Guy, do you have a hospital story? Yes. Do you have a butt? And would you mind if we try some suppositories on it now, live in this pod?
I left them in my bag, but I left them at home. Sorry.
Seems like
is that merch now? Suppositories.
Hey, they gave me a lot of them, and I do not think I'm going to use them all, so maybe. Maybe I can just sell them.
Vic and M's anal gems.
It's not
perfect.
Have either of you had an experience in hospital quite bad, quite funny, quite fun?
You had a public one that we talked about on the project and everything.
Oh, yeah. That was probably the last time I went to the hospital was I was really sick during the Brisbane festival last year. Mm-hmm. I had bacterial tonsillitis.
Oh, God.
But my New Zealand doctor, he actually said I just had a virus. And I said, okay. And I went to Australia and I got worse. And then I went to an Australian doctor and he said, you've got bacterial tonsillitis. And I got prescribed some antibiotics. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, my wisdom teeth also started coming onto the scene.
No.
So it was an oral disaster, which means it was a disaster in my mouth.
For Dill.
So, yeah, there was a week where I wasn't eating or I wasn't even really drinking water. Like, I couldn't consume anything because it was just so...
Do you want some Hydralyte?
I've got just regular water, which is almost as good. And, so at the end of the week, I was meant to go to Adelaide, but I had to... The agony of my mouth was too much, so I cancelled it and booked a flight back to Christchurch to go and see, like, just go and hole up at my mum and dad's house for a week.
I thought you were going to say you're going to go to your doctor and be like, you were wrong. This is fucked.
No, that guy didn't care. He was like a substitute teacher. He was like, I don't even know if he was a doctor. I think he was a substitute teacher who was.
Just the improv guy. Okay. It was just yes anding.
I think it's just a virus. Yes, and you're good to go. But so I boarded the plane to Christchurch and I was sitting next to this quite lovely couple who they were flying to go visit. They've got a small house on the west coast of New Zealand. And I was like, okay. I didn't feel totally good. And then I was watching something on my phone and I was like, I kept sort of feeling quite heavily dozy. But I was like, okay, I'll just stay awake. I'll get through this episode. Like, if I can just make it until the plane's in the air.
So just for being so tooth. Aching crazy.
Toothache and crazy.
And tonsils and throats. And, closing up or like just sore?
Just really sore. Like
teeth pain is the worst.
Yeah.
As well.
The penicillin had sort of done its job. So mostly this was wisdom teeth problems. But it was just generally, I was not, my body was not in good condition.
Mm. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 30.
So, and you've only just got the wisdom teeth stuff happening like, what, 2 years ago? 1 year ago?
1 year ago at 29.
Wow.
When did you meant to get it?
Late onset.
They'd come and go. They'd come up and I'd be like, oh, here they are. And then they'd go away.
And they'd go away.
And
shy,
I'd be like, oh,
shy
yeah.
wisdom
I was like, oh, you got me. And then, so sitting there trying to stay awake and just like could not for the life of me keep my eyes open. And this is all while we're still sort of texting. And then the next thing I know, I come to and there's 8 people around me. The plane's still on the tarmac and they're saying, you've had a seizure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was saying, no, it's okay. I really wanted to get back to Christchurch. So I tried to sort of shrug it all off. But they were like, no, we need to get the paramedics on board. Oh, so like, we had to go back to the gates. And the whole time I was sort of quite delusional and confused and felt really embarrassed. So I kept loudly saying, I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah. Was there a bit of like shame attached to it? Because you sort of can empathize with the other passengers who might just want to go home going, oh, fuck this guy.
I was, because I wanted to go home as much as the next person. And I was the one person preventing it. So,
yes.
Yeah, anyway.
As a brown man, that happens to me a lot. I prevent a lot of flights I'm taking off, but
Maybe
you were sorry to yourself. A little bit of
I was. But so the paramedics come on, they sort of assess me. They're like, "Okay, you got to go to the hospital. We can't fly with it. You know, I'm a flight risk, so I get in an ambulance. We got to go really fast on the tarmac.
Yes,
and
fast and furious.
Went to a learning hospital, so they ran every single brain scan.
And
they're
like,
on
you
me.
Have tonsillitis. It's fine. Just go back.
Yeah. I had to sign a form. The hospital that I went to, it says you understand that this is a teaching hospital and that people might come around and actually like talk to you about stuff. And so the last time that I was
Zach
in hospital...
Zach Braff shows up.
Yeah, exactly. It's fucking bullshit. Get out of my face. But yeah, this one guy, I was in severe pain and they were like, I'd just been admitted again and they hadn't given me anything. And this guy comes up and goes, "Hi, I'm a medical student from Melbourne. I was just wondering if I could ask you a few questions." And I've got like tears pouring down my face. And I'm like, yeah, that's
question one. What's
fine.
Your podcast? Yeah.
Just what's wondering if you had any recommendations for
that's what
festival.
You should have done when you were like saying with us, what are your symptoms? Just pay $10 on Patreon and you can find
out.
Sorry,
you can find out. But yeah, this guy asked me, like, he was not going to help me at all. He was just learning how to have bedside manner and stuff like that. I'm like, well, first things, don't talk to someone if they're crying without of pain. Like, don't ask them fucking dumb questions.
Maybe he was trying to distract you. Maybe that's a tactic.
Well, I did say that. I was like, by the end of it, I was like, thank you for distracting me. And he's like, oh.
Classic Vicky.
So I don't think he'd planned on it, but...
Well, now he knows, though, that he learned something.
He learned something.
He learned something, yeah.
Did you ever make it home, Guy? Just a quick question.
No, never been back to New Zealand since.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
I've been bouncing around the Australian public health system for years.
Do you pay tax here? Other than GST?
No.
So, fuck, why? Get out of our medical system.
No, it's actually, we got a good relationship.
Do we?
Australia and New Zealand. You and I.
Yeah, I was going to say, you and I, not so much.
No, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I extend an open invitation to anyone in this room to come to New Zealand and get quite sick. And if anyone gives you grief, just tell them, go on, Montgomery.
I will use that because I get sick every single time I travel. So
I had some questions. So the New Zealand doctor that diagnosed you, was that a misdiagnosis or was it kind of got severe over... Since when he saw you, was that a fair call by him?
When he said it was a virus?
Yeah.
Stop trying to defend the doctor, dude.
I think it was a misdiagnosis. It was just like some fucking fill-in GP at a place I never go to. I was just like, I feel sick. I'm about to go and do a comedy festival. I want something to make me better. Yeah, so I paid to see a doctor. And they were just like, nah, you were right, mate.
Do you have a regular doctor that you see usually?
No, because I...
I'm a man and they don't do that.
Yeah, I have unreasonable confidence in my body.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's all that water you drink. And it's just as good as Hydrolite.
Well, almost.
almost.
I had a similar thing whenever I got sick, I'd always be like, it'll be fine. If I just wait it out, 3-4 days, it'll eventually go away. And then once I nearly died because I got something called... scarlet fever?
Yeah. Wow. Wait. That's from like the
1920s or something? Yeah. I think like... So I just got these red splotches on my body and my throat started like closing up.
Jesus.
And I was just like, oh, it'll be fine. And then I think my girlfriend at the time was like, no, I think you're going to die. I'm like, no, it'll be fine.
No, you're going to die.
There's quite a huge chasm in what your respective beliefs for your well-being are there, isn't there? There's a whole sort of amount of middle ground where you could just be a bit sick.
Yeah. No,
or
no.
Death.
Yeah. Fine, you know? Or dead. The two options.
But yeah, it was just that... breathing, that was the hard part. I was like, I think I need that. So
tip for so if you go into an emergency room, if you want to get seen quicker, just say you're having trouble breathing and they will see you.
Oh, yeah, really?
100%.
So even though kidney stones is in a different area, you're like, I can't
I'm not
breathe.
Saying I did that. I'm saying if you want to get seen in an emergency room really quickly.
Right.
And if you really want to sell it, what you do is you stand outside and hold your breath for a minute before you go.
Yeah.
Just with a clothes peg on your nose. I'm having trouble breathing.
also kicked me out. Like so I went into hospital 3 times in the week. And the last time they kicked me out, because it was just for pain management and stuff.
They cut you off.
Essentially, they I was supposed to get out at like 10 in the morning, because that's like the normal like discharge time.
Okay, yeah. And like a hotel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was it an express checkout where you just drop in the key?
They don't give a shit where you go.
Yeah.
If they've said you can go home, you can just leave.
Yeah.
It's fine. They woke me up at 7 a.m. and said, okay, time to go now. And I was like, oh, I don't have anyone to pick me up until like 9:30. They're like, get a cab.
Oh.
Yeah. Fine. So fuck Australia's public health system.
Guy's taking it all, so that's the problem.
Oh, it's your fault.
I'm a real sponge on resources.
Actually just got into that bed straight after he got out. He's like, I need to be in there by 7:30, guys.
Trying to get a nap before showtime.
Yeah, exactly.
To play devil's advocate, though, did you feel like, isn't it kind of good that now that they felt like you're going to be fine, we'll use our resources that are limited towards
fine.
The next person
I'm fine,
with
I'm fine
kidney
with
stones.
It.
Stones.
I just
Montgomery.
Wish I had a bit.
Which you'd be more aware of it.
They were just waiting until I was out of pain, and I was almost out of pain, which was good enough for them.
Yes, exactly. Right. I once woke up in the emergency ward, not knowing how I got there.
God, that's scary.
It was pretty horrible because I looked around. It was back in the day when I used to...
scarlet fever and...
No, this was... I wish it was, because then that makes more sense. But this was like It was like 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning. I'd been drinking, like when I used to drink, and it was very gross and messy. And I just woke up in this hospital, in the emergency ward, wow. looked next to me, say where Guy is. And this guy was covered in blood.
Oh, no, not Guy. Not Guy, no. That was very confusing. You looked at Guy and were like, oh, see where Guy was.
As close as where Guy is sitting right next to me.
Right. Too far in the riff, sorry.
And just, he was covered in blood.
Shit.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, what happened? Like, you just came to into that moment. And I asked him, I was like, hey, man, do we know each other? And am I okay? And he looked at me and said, does it look like I give a fuck? And I mean, you're right. It's a good point.
It has a point. Yeah.
And I ran to the toilet. I looked at myself because I thought if this guy's covered in blood, maybe I'm somehow connected to that. And then I looked. There was nothing wrong with me. Still gorgeous. And then then I sort of frowned. And then had this huge bump on my head. And I realized, oh, that's what that is. There's a huge, massive bump. And I freaked out. I felt like, okay, there must be a reason I'm here. But I didn't know I had insurance. Turns out I did. Mm. I thought I didn't. Mm. And so I just ran out of the hospital.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because I just...
What a story deal. Okay.
What a life that you lead to, like... No, I don't think I've got insurance, and you do. Like, the absolute opposite to everyone else.
Because I was an international student, yeah. right? So it was kind of paid upon arrival at some point during the application process. Right. Because I couldn't remember, you know, applying for it or whatever. Mm-hmm, you just went on whatever uni fees, you're just paying for stuff. Sure. So it turns out I was covered for the 3 years that I was a student, and for situations like that. And, I just ran out, and I didn't have any money on me. I had, like, some money in my wallet, and the cab driver was like, well, how much do you have? I'm like, oh, $5. And he's like, all right, fine. He was at St. Vinny's, so he just drove me to South Melbourne and just took $5. I was like, oh, man, what a sweet guy.
Yeah,
He's dead now, though. So
did you know that if you call 000 and they don't have an ambulance for you, they'll call you a cab and pay for it?
Really?
Yeah, that's the last time that I went in, called an ambulance.
That's pretty niche information. Quite a lot of people probably don't know that.
Well, PSA for everyone. If you want a free cab, just call 000.
Wow. And so you're saying, well, what's the problem? I'm meant to be at Qantas gate number 12.
Yeah. Well, I called them and they were like, you know, they did the regular stuff of like, can you breathe? Yes, because I was talking to them. But then afterwards they were like, oh, you live pretty close to a hospital. And the ambulance, I don't know if you really need it. I'm like, I don't know if that's your judgment call to make.
I'm pretty sure it is their judgment call to make.
No! I called them. If I called them, wait a minute. I need it. Fuck you, Emily.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Defend me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But then they hung up and they were like, someone will call you back. And so they just hung up on me, and 10 minutes later, someone called me back.
You got, I was going to say, you almost got ghosted.
Almost.
Love that.
They called me a cab and they paid for it.
Oh, that's that's nice. Did you have to tip?
Well, I mean, I just signed a form.
Did the cab driver, did you go, this is meant to be an ambulance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would. I've loved that. Yeah. Next time I'm bringing you with me, Em.
I'm just hanging out the side like, wee-oh,
I love it.
Have you guys ever been in an ambulance? In an ambulance?
Oh, yeah, twice.
Yeah.
Once, the time on the tarmac.
Oh, no, yes. Of course.
Yep. And then the other time was, I forgot about this completely, but it was after I had a bet with a friend as to who would win a half marathon.
Oh, no.
This is a great start to a story. Strap in.
And I had run one a year before and sort of, lazy and ignorant reasons, thought that the fitness would just carry over.
Yeah.
And we were sort of neck and neck. It was quite a good race, actually. And then about 16 Ks in, we were at the top of this hill and I could feel I was in quite a big sweat, but all the sweat was cold, even though I was actually hot.
No.
Yeah, so I thought, well, this is probably good.
it's refreshing.
Cool. Yeah. But anyway, so I was like, well, I got to beat this guy. I got to put the moves on him. So I started trying to accelerate. And as soon as I started trying to accelerate, my legs I got jelly legs. Mm. And one of the course miners was like, you need to go to ground now. And so I just hit the deck on this berm. And
to ground now sounds like there was like an air raid.
Everyone
just.
Well,
it's because I think it's just like you just. It would have been like seeing someone who is legless on the piss. You need to be somewhere stable.
Because jelly legs aren't as delicious as they sound.
No.
When you say it sounds like fun at first, but they're like, no, this is actually your.
I know. I've been petitioning to get them to get the name changed because
I
hate saying it. It's embarrassing. But anyway, I started hallucinating, and I thought the course minder was a guy who'd bullied me in high school. And I was it's like, Mark Williams, what are you doing here? And then he was like, he was like, I'm not Mark Williams. I'm calling you an ambulance. And then the ambulance arrived, and I thought one of the paramedics was a guy I used to bully at school.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, what are you doing here, David? And
what was his name, David?
David Dingwall.
Oh, well, that
why
deserves to be bullied.
Because
his name is Dingwall.
Yeah, no shit.
I went to the hospital, and I got through 3 IV drips in a couple of hours. I was so dehydrated.
Oh, God. Shit.
Yeah. But
now, that is better than Hydralyte.
Yeah, the drips that I was put on in hospital were definitely better than Hydralyte. Mm.
They're incredible.
Oh, so good.
People who drink have been campaigning to get those in their homes
years. Oh, it'd be so
like
amazing.
Like a hangover cure.
I'm pretty sure med students do it, like a lot of the time. They'll just hook themselves up to an IV.
Yeah, go sleep in the hospital.
Yeah.
So did your mate who you had the bed with keep running?
Yes, he won the race.
Ah. No, did
so
he
the
actually?
Old, so you were the hare, the rabbit in that race.
Yeah, well, the stakes of the bet were the loser had to get the winner's initials and time tattooed on their right buttocks cheek. Once I was discharged from the hospital, my friends had organised a trip to the tattoo parlour.
Well, we talked about buttholes earlier on.
Yeah.
Are we capable of seeing butt cheek?
Do you actually have the tattoo?
Yeah.
You actually? No, you don't.
Yeah.
What was the time?
1:35.
Fucking hell! In half marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus, that's a good time. How hard were you running?
As fast as him for 17 of the kilometers.
Oh my goodness.
So for context of why I freaked out, I did the half marathon last year, and mine was like 2:20. Mm. So, like, when you're saying 1:35, holy shit, that's super speed.
Yeah, I used to be a good middle distance runner, which is why I thought I could run.
Right. I mean, that's
17 kilometers, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's about a middle.
Yeah, that's my max. But no, I lost, and I've got his initials, and his name's David Ormrod. Mm-hmm. So his initials are DO. So it just says
do
1:35.
Yeah.
Anyone that's sleeping with you is like, so it's just 1:35 we're going to do?
Yeah.
That's the maximum time.
Yeah. If we beat it, I'll put it on my butt.
Love that.
Oh, God. But, it's sort of, I've got like 2 other... it's just become this sort of depository for bad decisions. So I've got 2 other tattoos to distract from the
on your butt as well?
Both on my butt.
Okay,
what are they? They're all in a cluster here.
Okay.
A blood cluster. What else is on the butt?
One of them is...
what came first, by the way? Was it the...
That was the first
one. Right.
Is that the first tattoo you'd ever got?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you've only got these 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
The other one is it's a picture of Patrick Schwarzenegger's face. Is Arnold Schwarzenegger's son?
To do with your
podcast. Did you have a bet with him as well about?
Not that he knew about, but yeah.
This is because of your podcast.
Yes,
so yeah.
So he was in the. I for a year, I watched and reviewed Grown Ups 2.
Because it's part of your podcast, World's
No,
Worst.
No, that was for a hobby, and then we turned it into a podcast a year late. He was. We found out he was a featured extra, and we got quite obsessed with him because he was not very good at acting in the movie. And
like father, like son.
At the end of the season, we got a crowdfunded trip to LA, and when we reached our stretch goal, we said we'd get matching Grown Ups 2 themed tattoos.
I love that.
And so we tweeted photos at Paddy when we'd got them. Mm-hmm. We were like, hey man, we're in LA, you got to come hang out. And he was like, what the he responded like, what the fuck, please tell me this isn't real. And then I begged him to follow me on Twitter. And now, whenever I go to LA, I can DM him and I say, Paddy, do you want to get a beer?
And you do?
No, he's never responded. But he still follows me.
Aww. Yeah. He just lives for those DMs just to be like, shut down.
Yeah.
Not respond at all.
It's his big power play. One day he'll message you.
Yeah.
I think he will. I don't know about you guys, but I have from a young age always thought, like, if only I had 5 minutes just of, happenstance conversation with any celebrity, that I'd genuinely become their friend.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Like, I know. But not with everyone, though. There's like a handful of people that I go, we'd get along. Yeah. Like, so like for example, I like Eminem, but I just know he would hate me.
Probably,
Why would he hate you?
Have you met him?
Like, too keen, too eager. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just would freak out. Whereas, say, Ricky Gervais, who I like, I'd be like, I think we'd get along.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you can both be atheists together and just like...
Well, just, you know, talk about dogs.
Yeah, right.
You know, things like that. I'd know how to tap into make him like me, but I just don't think I'd win Eminem over. Do you know?
Yeah.
So is that your new goal for life then?
No, I just want to get
of the fact that you're not...
Yeah, I think I've had to... Yeah.
That means you're in quite a good headspace. If you've resigned... I mean, you, on one hand, I agree. I don't think you'll ever become friends with him anymore. But on the other hand, you're still slightly delusional and thinking you will be friends with Ricky Gervais.
No Eminem, but I'm friends with Vic and M. So, you know, I feel like that wins all.
Bloody done it. Yes. That was nice still. Thank you. Is there any celebrity you think you'd get along with really well, Guy?
Literally all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
Every single one.
That actually does make a bit more sense too, I think. I feel like you could do it.
That's what I think. But, you know, like, that's hubris and it's wrong. There's no way.
But you're supremely charming. I feel like you would find a way to charm the pants off even the most sort of heinous person.
Do you know that? Well, I think the secret is you ask very small, banal questions. And I don't know that the strategy always works, but like...
For example?
You say, well, what's the most delicious thing you ate today?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Right. Oh, okay.
Wait, for so me you're it was walking up to a stranger, being like, hey, what's the most delicious thing you've eaten today?
Well, no, so obviously there needs to be, for this friendship to blossom
right.
There needs to be an incident, you know, like there needs to be some sort of crossover before sort of I ask that question. Right. I don't believe with that. But so it's like, if you just wind up standing next to each other, yeah, go, oh, okay.
Hey,
nice to meet you, I'm Guy.
Hey, Marshall.
How are you going? You don't
I'm,
meet.
I'm pretty good. I'm good. I'm good.
You don't meet a lot of Marshalls these days.
No. I go by various names. Slim sometimes. But yeah, nice to meet you too. Thanks for talking to me.
Hey, no worries. Parties can be tough, eh?
Most people are like, I appreciate you talking to me because most people are intimidated to talk to me. Like, there's that fat brown dude who seems to be wanting to chat to me, but just keeps staring.
I actually think he's looking quite trim.
That's true. Yeah, sorry. He's having issues with accepting his new identity, I think.
It sounds like you're thinking about that guy over in the corner of the room quite a lot. Why don't you just go talk to him? I'll bet he wants to be your friend.
He looks a bit standoffish.
Em, what celebrity do you want to be friends with?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't really think there... I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
What about... What's that singer that you really like that I don't like?
Beyonce?
Oh. No! Whoa! How dare you!
Oh, my God.
No!
Who? How dare you do that?
Which Jessie J.
Yeah, there we go. Jessie J. I reckon we'd be friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
What songs does Jessie J have?
She has a song called Masterpiece.
Sing it.
It's a, you ready? No, I'm not going to sing it. But she also has a song called Flashlight, which is probably more famous.
Flashlight, definitely.
You're
flashlight.
A flashlight, light. You're a flashlight.
Sounds
light.
Like that's some quality lyric.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's really great. She's English.
So why
she's actually dating Channing Tatum. So if any of you want to meet Channing Tatum, I'll be friends with Jessie J.
I don't need to meet Channing Tatum. I'm fine.
Fair
you
enough.
Don't want to see Magic Mike?
I've never seen it. What? I don't have any...
Channing Tatum can get it.
Really? Yeah. I don't think he's... Not really my type.
No, he can get it.
He's good.
He's like got potato head.
Yeah, he's got a very simple
face. Is
his
flashlight? I prefer Masterpiece. It's a better song.
But you're the one... You sung the other one.
Yeah, that is the song. You light the way.
All right, we can't afford that.
I think Channing needs to dump that.
Whoa!
Yeah. They're just boring songs, Emily.
Okay, well, I don't know why you brought it up just to tear me down.
Really? You don't?
Seems mean.
What about you, Vic?
Oh,
Who would you think would get along with you?
Would? Maybe I'd like to meet Alan Page.
I think. Oh, yeah.
I think that we'd get along.
Yeah, Juno. A chance.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I wouldn't say that. See, I wouldn't. If I met her, I wouldn't say, "Oh, Juno."
Yeah, I probably wouldn't start the conversation like that.
That's my problem when I meet Eminem. I'm like, 8 Mile.
Do you have people coming up to you and just going like, "Cheat day"? Is that your?
That genuinely happened actually. Yeah. While I was that day when we were catching up for coffee, Guy and I met up at this cafe, and you walked in on me cackling because just then the waiter just saw me with three croissants or something, and he just walked past and went, "Cheat day."
he doesn't know who you are. He just saw three croissants on the table.
Yeah. Like, someone hopefully. In active wear with three croissants, like, "Cheat day." Yeah.
Speaking of cheat day, that is your show, Dill. How's it going?
Good fun. Yeah, I've been really enjoying it. It's been a real cross-section of Melbourne fitness showing up.
Really?
I'm getting
models and stuff coming?
No, getting PTs and yoga instructors and stuff. But also I'm getting my fellow Boombas always coming in. So it's this nice little merging of those two worlds that I never thought I'd see.
Well,
so
maybe you can set up like a Tinder, but for personal trainers for your... Like, so the people that come and want to lose weight, they can meet a personal trainer and chat to them in the crowd.
That's actually not bad.
That's a really nice idea.
Yeah, I'm a producer, so, that's what we do. We come up with ideas.
I will steal that idea and run with it.
Sure.
And there's no evidence that you ever told us.
No, you can have it. I give that to you.
And what about you, Guy? Do you need any tips about...
I've been trying to figure out a way to pair personal trainers with people who want to get in shape.
Well,
but I think I've done the wrong show for it this year.
What is your show called?
It's called "I Was Part of the Problem Before We Were Talking About It." I made it long enough for no one to remember.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was going to ask you first, but then I was like, "Fuck, what's his show called again?" Because it is quite long.
Yeah, I always do long. Quite often, I do long titles.
What's the thinking behind that?
Yeah,
I just like sentences.
No. What's the thinking behind this sentence? "I was part of the problem."
I thought it was funny.
I mean, yeah.
I thought it's sort of meant to be spoken with the same, you know, like, confident tone of someone who's like, "I only like their first album." You know, like, them before they were cool.
I was right. Part of the problem.
But you're obnoxiously bragging about, you know, being a bad
guy. Striking photo for the poster as well. How would you describe that?
I would describe it as me at a full stretch with an arced back. I was actually staying at an Airbnb with my girlfriend in upstate New York. Hello. And we'd had a skinny dip. Yep. That's where you swim in the nude.
Whoa.
And I was doing some lunges for my own amusement. And then she sort of was looking at me and she said, "Do you have any wee in you?" And I said, "Maybe a little bit." And she said, "You should piss in that pool and I'll take a photo." And I was like,
"I love that."
Yeah, I was like, "I fucking love you."
Yeah.
That's when you know you found the one.
No, that is the one territory for sure.
And I didn't have a lot in me, but I sort of, so we had to get the, you know, it was only a one take opportunity. But we crushed it.
Oh my God.
I love that. Yeah. That's so good.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I've been, I keep forgetting to bring out flyers, so I've been airdropping my poster to people on the tram.
Oh, I did that the other week. I actually did that with two posters of ours, the Gems poster and then one of the shows that I'm producing. Yeah. I just airdropped it to someone
on
the tram.
It's so good.
Is there anyone who's like... There's no way to respond back. Is if you get something airdropped.
No, they can airdrop, like, they can write something in screenshot.
So does it say Guy
that
wants to send you something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. And plus also with the name Guy.
Yeah.
It's just like they might generic, just think it's just some dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I'm because I'm usually wearing clothes on the tram, so it's hard to match.
Yeah. You just have to wee, and they're like, "Oh, that's the guy."
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's a real photo. I was kind of hoping it was special effects.
Someone worked really hard
on that. The urine has been touched up because it wasn't because like I said, it was only a little bit of wee, so it wasn't reading in the initial image.
Right.
So that's a technical term.
Yeah.
Do you do that, or do you pay someone?
I pay someone to do that. I send them the unedited photo. Yeah. But I got a lot of messages when I released the poster saying, "You need to drink more water."
Because it's not clear enough.
So yellow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a bit dehydrated.
Is that what's happening now with the pint of water and the hydrolyte?
Yeah. I'm doing what I can.
For next year's poster.
Yeah.
Just make sure you've got...
My next show's called I Piss Clear Now.
Yeah.
It's all about my journey to hydration.
I love that.
I love it.
Going Clear, the sequel. Yeah.
What can we expect in this show then?
It's quite a self-reflective show, actually. It's all about growing up as I did. And I went to like all boys schools from 5 to 18. And so just how that sort of shuts down the tools to develop empathy and sort of deprogramming yourself of that afterwards. But the way I do it's actually really funny.
I was going to say, it sounds like a hoot.
Yeah. It's not the perfect pitch what I just described. But it is, the good news is I'm a real crack up. So
it's very funny. It's very funny.
Love that.
You didn't tell us anything about your hospital experiences.
I can tell you quickly. I broke my wrist in like a million places when I was 18.
A million?
Like seven, I think, is the exact number.
Close enough.
I fell down the stairs while I was out on a night out in heels, and I fell down the stairs and I just fucked my wrist up. Mm-hmm. And then because I was out and I was drunk, I went back to my friends and I was like, hey guys, I think like something's happened to my wrist. And they're like, oh, I think it's just a sprain. You're fine. And
I was like, it's the same as guy's doctor.
Yeah. Sounds like you got the same guy.
Yeah. None of my friends were qualified. One of them was like doing her first aid training and was like, I think it's just a sprain. And I was like, cool. Well, they've said it's that. Anyway, kept going out for like hours and hours.
That's the thing. When you're on the piss, you don't want to be injured. So you choose to believe. Yeah. Like everyone knows that you've got a fucked wrist.
Yeah, I was like,
you're like
good.
Harry Potter in Chamber of Secrets. Oh, yes. Just a wobbly hand.
Very
Thank
much
you,
like that.
Thank you, my nerds. I'm so glad you're here.
I appreciate it.
And so I went out for hours and hours, and then literally like after doing shots and drinking and like being out more, my friends were like, oh, let's go to KFC on the way home and then we'll go home. And I was like, yeah, sounds sick. Go to KFC, get like a mad popcorn chicken meal. I eat that. I'm like, yeah, my hand's fine. Everything's cool. Finally get home, like in a taxi, whatever. Get home, go to bed.
An actual taxi or an ambulance couldn't make it?
No, it was an actual taxi because I was like, it's just a sprain. And then hours later, maybe 5, 6, 7 a.m., I wake up to like the most excruciating pain and I'm like, fuck, I think this is something bad.
Yeah.
Go to find like an ice pack or something. And I was 18, so I was still living with my mum. My mum comes out and she sees my wrist just once and is like, what the fuck? And she's like, we are going to the doctor. So she drives me to the doctor.
What did your wrist look like? Was it bruised or
swollen?
Just like...
Very, very swollen and kind of like disshapen. Is that a word?
No,
but we'll
not
go
at
with
all, but that's fine.
Not in the right shape. And then
misshapen is what you were looking for.
We've done it. Get to the doctors and they've just opened. It's like 8 a.m. They've just opened. We walk into the waiting room. I'm like crying and hyperventilating. The lady that's pregnant.
That's a good trick.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that'll get
Can't
you in real
breathe.
Quick.
Yeah.
Basically, the lady who was there was pregnant. She was like, you've got to go ahead. You go ahead. Walk into the doctor's office. She takes one look at my hand and is like, what the fuck? She's like, you need to go to hospital. Ended up getting surgery. It was like really bad. I've got like 2 pins and a plate in there now. Till this day, I still have that. The funniest part was, though, they gave me a bunch of morphine before they put me into surgery. And because I'd eaten that popcorn chicken, and I don't react well to morphine, I spewed everywhere and I actually enjoyed the smell.
Oh!
It was so fresh. It was so fresh still in my stomach that I was like, that smells like popcorn chicken.
Wow.
I want that. That is good.
In a podcast where we had a guest talk about pissing in a pool, you're fucked, man.
Yeah.
That also is a testament to KFC's cooking technique.
Yes.
That it's like, it's so revolting to begin with that on the way out, it's still the same thing.
Yes, that stuff's indestructible. Yeah. It stays with you for a while.
Do you set off airport alarms or anything like that?
No, it's titanium and apparently a small amount of titanium. See ya. Respect. a small amount. It doesn't set off the buzzers.
Yeah, because I've got them in my hip as well and it's fine.
But
and it's
this is curious to me though. If titanium doesn't set off the metal detector, like couldn't you just make like a titanium whatever?
Knife,
I think it's the amount of titanium. I think it's very small.
Right.
And I feel like maybe you'd need more titanium for a knife.
You could have a little baby knife.
Okay, well, unless you've got a baby knife, yes.
With a baby knife. Then you're sweet.
You were saying you're not in the clear. I don't want to jump into Patreon territory, but you have an appointment on Tuesday.
I don't have an appointment. I'm getting surgery on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's the surgery like?
They're going to take the stones out because they're too big to blast.
blast.
Yeah, so there were three options.
It sounds so like sci-fi when you say it like right? that.
Well, it's lasers.
And so. Actually, the first time she told me that it was going to get blasted, she did go, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. No, there are three options that you can have. There's one that you can just
piss it out.
Piss
yeah.
it out, yeah. Two, they'll go in and they'll, like...
They go in, like, going... Hello, yes. We're just here to do an audit.
Well, the second one is they put a thing up and they blast it with the lasers.
Mm.
And then the third one is that they go in and they just take them out. So right. apparently the ones that I have are too big for, I can't pass them. So
respect.
That's, thank you very much, thank you. And not to brag, but yeah. My kidney stones are so big that they physically won't be able to pass, so I can't pee them out. I don't right. have a choice. I have to have either of the other two
blast
surgeries.
And why can't they blast them? Too big again?
Too big to blast.
Fucking power.
Yeah. No, when I do something, I do it fucking properly, all
right? Are you allowed to keep it like memento?
I don't know. I'll
just
ask.
Get like a medallion?
I'll find out. Yeah, make you can put like a weird ring or something like that.
It'll be like quite horrifically tiny in the end because well,
they're like 6 and 7 mil. Which apparently
what are they made out of?
That's pretty big.
Titanium.
Right.
What is the doc for? At least share us this. Is there anything you could have done differently in the lead up?
Nope.
It just was going to happen regardless. Yeah. Nothing to do with diet, water, nothing like that.
There's a whole heap of things that could cause them, but also nothing can cause them. So.
This is like some kind of philosophy lecture.
Everything and nothing.
Yeah. I mean, the fucking Matrix.
That's yeah, life, well, they were dude. Like, you know, if you drink a lot, it can happen. But, like, I don't drink a huge amount. Like, I drink more than the average person because I'm in comedy, I guess, but yeah. not a ridiculous amount.
But if you're measuring that against the standard normal of people. Comedians instead of just ordinary people,
yeah.
it's probably still quite a lot.
Yeah,
because I use that same logic on myself.
Yeah.
But I'm not falling for it anymore.
Yeah, I was comparing myself to, like, my friends with kids in the suburbs who don't drink at all anymore or may have a cheeky glass of wine before bed.
Yeah.
But compared to them, I probably drink too much.
Yeah, of course.
I would say.
Yeah. yeah.
Einstein's theory of relativity.
But they also were like, if there's too much salt in your diet, that can happen.
Yeah. Do you know, that's a shame because salt is a very good taste.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. Although I'm a sweet tooth, so I don't think it's that.
Okay.
Like, I'm way more into desserts and stuff.
I didn't like salt and pepper when I was a boy.
Too spicy for you?
It was just too much extra flavour. Yeah. And a very bland palate.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is... We're going to have to wrap this up. We've been having so much fun. Have you had a good time, guys?
Of course.
Yeah, it's been great.
Bless you.
Am I still like one of the most appeared guests on this show? Has someone taken over? Because at one point I was...
As of now, I think
you're
yes.
still
I'm
the
back.
Most. Yeah, back, baby. Yeah, Dil.
As of this episode
this
right
is how yes. needy I am. I need to know that. Please. But, who's close? I'm going to go cut them.
Pat McCaffrey?
Fuck that guy.
I
was actually meant to be on with Pat, but we schedules got mixed up. But yes, fuck that guy.
Yeah. I mean,
not this guy. This guy's all
right. Yeah, I'm actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's true. Do you have a hypothetically?
I don't.
Well, all right, don't worry about it then.
No, I don't. Do you desperately want one, guys? Does anyone here desperately want one? Because I can come up with one.
Do it.
Well, it's outsourced to the audience maybe, like for the first time
one.
Ever.
I've got one. This is for you, Dil. I'll give you individual ones,
oh
I think.
Oh, my gosh. Aww. From none to two.
Yes. I'm really testing myself.
Jesus.
Would you rather, Dil, when you meet Eminem, he actually likes you?
Yes.
But...
End of discussion. Right, go on.
Yes, I want that.
But once every 3 months, you get hemorrhoids.
Oh.
Okay.
Or... You don't get hemorrhoids, but when you meet Eminem, he's like...
He fucking hates
nah.
you.
Yeah, right. Well, the thing is, I get... once every 3 months, I get hemorrhoids anyway. So I'll take option A, please.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I have very little to change in my life other than Eminem.
That was a great hypothetical on the fly.
Thank you. Guy.
Yes.
Would you rather every flight you go on, you have a seizure and have to... And have to, like, fucking make everyone wait.
Right.
But every flight. Wow.
Every flight. But, like, but eventually I think, like, they know who you are in the end. So they're like, it's just Guy, keep going. Like, I imagine that would happen in the end, right?
Well,
I don't know. Let's just
I can't imagine what you're about to describe competing with that. It sounds terrible.
But, so that happens. But every single marathon you run, you win.
Okay.
And your friend has to get every single time tattooed on his forehead.
Oh, wow. Jesus Christ, this is massive.
This is a lot.
So many moving parts, and we're only in the first half.
This is her way of stalling for the second one. She cannot think of a second one, so she's going to just keep adding to the first one.
That's just, this is hypothetically, yes. So that's just a hypothetical. Yeah. Would you do that?
Absolutely not. There is nothing to be gained from it. I destroy my friend's life. I'm running in marathons and fucking passing out every other day. This is one of the worst hypotheticals I've ever heard.
I honestly, like, it was never going to be two from two. It was never, it was never going to happen. But I appreciate you answering nonetheless. Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm so sorry, but thank you so much for being on Vic and Amy's Comedy Gems.
Yeah, thank
you're
you
both absolute superstars.
Us. Thanks for having us.
We did it.
That's all.
Hey,
yeah,
great.
We're gonna do it. We're go see Dill.
Stay hydrated, everyone. Yeah, drink some water. Let's all chug some water now in honor of
solidarity.
Vic's stones Hydrolite. That are about to go.
Hell yeah. Hopefully.
Say, you know, you should get the stones out and sell it as merch. Cheers.
Oh, that'd be great. Who wants to buy my stones?
Thank you so much, everyone. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.